Hello there, friends. Welcome to Studio Classroom on the air. Guess what? Your English will improve today. My name is Rebecca. Have you ever gone to work sick? Well, here's an even better question. Do you think that you should go to work sick? Is it really a good idea to go to work when you're not feeling well? Well, in today's lesson called Going to Work Sick, we're going to meet Vicky and Cindy, who are having a discussion about this very topic. They are going to discuss whether or not it's a good idea to go to work when you're not feeling very well. So here are a few questions that I would like you to try to answer throughout today's lesson. First, why did Vicky go to work? Why did Vicky go to work? And secondly, why does Cindy seem so concerned? Why does Cindy seem so concerned? Okay, friends, open up your magazines to today's lesson. And what are we waiting for? Let's go discuss whether or not you should go to work while you are sick. Come on!
Going to work sick. Is it better to stay home when sick? Vicky walks into work and runs into Cindy.
Good morning, Vicky. It's great to see you.
Don't hug me. I'm sick.
If you're sick, why are you here? Shouldn't you be home resting?
Probably, but I have so much to get done.
But if you're sick, are you really able to get much work done? You might even doze off during the day.
I'm not tired, and I'm feeling so much better than I did yesterday.
Hi everyone, welcome to Language Lab. 这篇文章的第一个重点，我们看 hug 这个动词。 Hug 是指拥抱， 注意它的过去式， 过去分词和现在分词 都要重复字尾的G 再加上ED或ING。 例如 The little girl hugged her teddy bear tightly， 这个小女孩紧紧地拥抱她的泰迪熊。 或者是 The teenagers were hugging and crying and laughing at the same time when they won the game。 这些队友们赢得比赛时一边拥抱又一边哭一边笑。 Hug 也可以当名词， 例如 Come on, give me a hug， 来吧，给我抱一下。 接下来我们看的是 doze off 这个动词片语， doze off 是指打瞌睡或打盹， 例如 Eric dozed off during work because he stayed up last night taking care of his baby， Eric 因为昨天晚上熬夜照顾小宝宝在工作时打瞌睡了，或者是 The security guard was caught dozing off during his shift， 这位保全被逮到值班的时候在打瞌睡，或者是 The kid dozed off at his desk and the teacher woke him up， 这个孩子在书桌上睡着了，被老师叫起来。
So Gabe, our lesson is all about going to work sick. Have you ever gone to work sick?
Interesting, you should ask me that, Rebecca. Mm-hmm. I don't like going to work sick if I don't have to. But sometimes I'm really busy at work. There's things I need to do. In fact, do you remember that day, Rebecca?
Uh-huh.
Where we had filming all day here in the studio.
Right.
And I got sick.
Yes, and then during the lunch hour, you went to the clinic.
Yes.
And you called me and you said, hello, Rebecca, I'm vomiting.
Yes, yeah, 真的，那天我真的吐了。 And I had to come back in to film, I don't know how many more episodes it was, maybe 7 or 8 more lessons here at Studio Classroom, all feeling very sick.
Yes. So I guess in answer to my question, you have gone to work sick.
Yes, but I don't think it's a good idea.
Oh.
I think if possible, you should stay home if you're sick.
Okay. Well, then here's another question for you all to think about.
Mm-hmm.
Is it better to stay home when sick? Well, we know what Gabe thinks. Well, we are going to meet two individuals in today's lesson. Their names are Vicky and Cindy. Vicky walks into work and runs into Cindy. Yeah, exactly, just like that. No, yeah, that's not what happened.
No, of course, friends, we've talked about this phrase before. To run into someone can mean different things. You could really run into somebody on accident.
Mm-hmm.
Or it just means that you encounter somebody, okay? So Vicky encounters Cindy. She runs into Cindy here. Cindy says, "Good morning, Vicky. It's great to see you." And then...
And Vicky responds...
She tries to hug her.
Yes, yes. Vicky responds by saying, "Don't hug me. I'm sick."
Ooh.
Don't hug me. I'm sick.
Why is she at work? That's my question. Why is she at work? She's sick. So she says, "Don't hug me." She wants to protect her friend Cindy from getting sick as well. Now, if she's sick, she shouldn't be at work. She should maybe be at home lying in bed. I think that's probably a pretty good idea. And just resting and recovering, right, Rebecca?
Well, that is definitely what I would say. If you're sick, why would you be at work? You should be at home resting. And I think Cindy thinks the same thing because Cindy responds, "If you're sick, why are you here? Shouldn't you be home resting?"
Mm-hmm. So if she is at home resting,
mm-hmm.
then she should be responsible, right? And
right.
she should let her coworkers, or at least let her boss know that she's not going to go to work. There's a phrase for that. When you call your boss...
Oh, wait, I know what it is, Gabe.
Huh?
It's to call in sick.
That's it. Call in sick.
Mm-hmm. So if you are not feeling well and you need to be home and just rest because you're sick, you can call in sick. For example, 4 of my coworkers called in sick today. Unfortunately, I'm not feeling well today, so I'm going to have to call in sick. That's just an example, because I'm here. I didn't call in sick.
Yes, I know, and I hope you're not feeling sick at all. Are you feeling sick?
No, Gabe, I'm feeling fine.
Very good, very mm-hmm. good. Well, when do people need to call in sick? Maybe they're feeling sick because they have the cold. I had bronchitis once. I had to call in sick, and I couldn't come to work for a whole week. Sometimes people get food poisoning. That example I shared earlier, that story, was because I had food poisoning, so I called in sick.
Ooh, yeah, that would not be a good feeling, food poisoning. Well, of course, Cindy was asking Vicky, "Shouldn't you be home resting?" And Vicky responds, "Probably, but I have so much to get done." And how does Cindy respond?
Okay, but if you're sick, are you really able to get much work done? So Vicky used this phrase, "She has so much to get done." Cindy says, "Are you really able to get much work done?" And that's kind of how we talk about doing things or finishing things that we need to do. We get something done.
Right. When I think of this phrase, it reminds me of homework.
Oh, yes.
I remember when I was in college, sometimes my classmates, we would get together to study. But honestly, I never really got much of my homework done.
That's because you were talking with all of your friends.
They're called study parties.
Yeah, study parties.
Study parties, and I never really got much of my homework done, unfortunately.
Okay. Well, I think the same thing would happen with me if I was at a study party. I don't think I would do much studying. I wouldn't get a lot of studying done. Well, friends, you could say, "I have a lot to do," or you could say, "I have a lot to get done today," or "I only got a little done today. I had more to do."
Oh, yes, and I always have a lot of housework to get done. Important to get that done. Well, anyway, Cindy was saying that if you're sick, you're really not going to be able to get much done. You might even doze off during the day. And Vicky said, "I'm not tired, and I'm feeling so much better than I did yesterday." What is going to happen? We'll find out later.
We will, but for now it's time for the SC Challenge.
Hey everyone, it's time for the SC Challenge, and right here we have a very familiar face. This is Albert. Hey Albert.
Hi, thanks for having me.
How are you feeling right now about the SC Challenge?
I'm nervous.
You're nervous? Why are you nervous?
You guys ask really tough questions.
And we have another tough question for you right now. Well, the first question is, do you think you should go to work sick? Why or why not?
Did boss source ask you this to ask us?
Wait, hold on a second, Albert. Are you sick right now? Is that why you're hesitating to answer the question?
No.
That's good.
I think it seems counterintuitive, like, oh, it's against reason or what, like, normal thought processes. But if you're sick, you should probably stay home. Maybe you can show up and just make that effort, and maybe your coworkers will be kind enough to be like, hey, maybe you should go home and rest up.
Yeah.
That seems like a really good answer, you know, Albert, but a lot of people do go to work sick, don't they?
They do. I think maybe it could be just the work atmosphere or the culture that says, hey, you should show up.
Right. Albert, have you ever gone into work when you were really sick?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And what happened?
You just have to work sometimes. You have deadlines. You know, we all have deadlines. Sometimes you got to meet them. And it's just part of growing up and being an adult.
Did your coworkers try to send you home?
Yeah, you know what? We have wonderful coworkers. They did.
Yeah, we have one who loves to send us home. Whenever we mention that we're even a little bit sick, she's like, go home. Mm-hmm. Just go home.
Well, these are some great questions and great things to think about. Should you go to work sick or should you stay home? I know we have deadlines, but sometimes it might just be better to stay home. Well, friends, thank you for joining us for today's SC Challenge, and we'll see you next time. Are you sick, Abe?
I'm a little sick.
Welcome back to Studio Classroom. Have you ever gotten sick? Okay, that's probably a very silly question. I'm sure that everyone has gotten sick at some point in time. But have you ever gone to work or school sick? Is this really a good idea? I'm not so sure. This is a great idea, actually. Well, friends, we are in the middle of a conversation between Vicky and Cindy. Let's find out what is going to happen next in this conversation.
Going to work sick.
That's right. You were out sick yesterday. But is it really a good idea for you to be in the office today?
Contrary to what you might think, I feel pretty good. I had a fever and sore throat, but those are gone today. I took some medicine and spent yesterday resting. I feel much better today.
Wait a minute, Vicky. You're still coughing and sneezing, aren't you?
Yes, but I'm not going to allow that to keep me from doing my job.
But you could still spread germs, and I, for one, really don't want to get sick.
OK, 接下来我们看的是 contrary 这个形容词 C-O-N-T-R-A 这个字首有反对的意思，所以 contrary 是指相反的或者是相对的。例如 many people see aging as a negative thing, but this doctor has a contrary opinion. 许多人认为老化是一个负面事，但是这位医生有相反的论点。如果要说明和什么相反，是用 to 这个介系词，例如Contrary to Western culture, Asians don't see adult children living with parents a problem. 与西方文化不同，亚洲人并不认为成年子女和父母同住是一个问题。所以我们看 sneeze 这个动词， sneeze 是指打喷嚏。例如 dust makes me sneeze, so I wear a mask while cleaning the room. 灰尘让我打喷嚏，所以我打扫房间的时候都会戴口罩。或者是 the little boy starts sneezing whenever he smells pepper. 这个小男孩一闻到胡椒就开始打喷嚏。Sneeze 也可以当名词，例如 his sneezes are so loud you can hear him in another room. 他打喷嚏的声音很大，你在另外一个房间都可以听得到。And now let's get back to our teachers.
Thank you so much, Michelle. Okay, we continue with our conversation here. Now, earlier, Vicky said, I'm not tired and I'm feeling so much better than I did yesterday. So Cindy's response here is, that's right. You were out sick yesterday. But is it really a good idea for you to be in the office today? So perhaps Cindy thinks that Vicky should have stayed home. Maybe she could have called in sick again and just rested at home.
Well, I think that Cindy doesn't really think that Vicky is well enough to be at the office, considering the day before, yesterday, she had been out sick. However, Vicky does not agree with Cindy because she responds by saying, contrary to what you might think, I feel pretty good. I had a fever and sore throat, but those are gone today. Let's go back and talk about this word contrary. Well, actually, here on the screen, you see a different phrase. Contrary to public opinion.
That's right, or popular opinion.
Popular opinion.
Yeah, but we use both phrases, contrary to public opinion or contrary to popular opinion. Popular opinion, of course, is what most people think about something. So contrary, that means you're going to share, actually, it might be the opposite to what the public thinks. For example, many people think that bottled water is better than filtered water. But contrary to popular opinion, bottled water is not always better than filtered water.
That is an excellent example. However, I do enjoy my bottled water when I go out hiking.
Well, that's okay.
Okay.
Well, Rebecca, when you go hiking, do you ever get sick? Like if it's raining out and you go hiking in the rain?
Do I ever get sick?
Have you ever caught a cold by being out in the rain?
Well, you know something, Gabe? I haven't.
Not very often,
no,
right?
No, I really haven't.
But you know what? A lot of people think that being out in the rain and getting wet is what makes people catch colds. I have to say, contrary to popular opinion, most people don't catch colds by being out in the rain. You know why people catch colds more often?
You know, tell me, Gabe.
No, I got to say this. I learned this. In the winter especially, people think, oh, people catch colds because they're out in the cold. Actually, it's because people want to be together inside where it's warm, but that's where all the germs are. That's what you should be careful about.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Well, actually, I feel like it's easier to catch a cold in the summertime, specifically here in Taiwan, because it's really, really hot outside. And then you go inside the air-conditioned room, and then you go back outside, and then inside it's cold.
Yeah, maybe that's not good for your body either, right?
Yes, it can be easier to catch a cold that way. Well, anyway, so like you said, contrary to popular opinion or public opinion, maybe people really don't catch a cold by spending time in the rain as much as they do when they're together in a small area.
Right, with other people who might be sick. Okay, friends, we've talked about this phrase a lot. It is a good phrase. Think of other things that are popular opinion and use this phrase, all right? Contrary to popular opinion. Well, Vicky says, contrary to what you might think, I feel pretty good. I had a fever and sore throat, but those are gone today, and I took some medicine and spent yesterday resting. I feel much better today. Now, she says that she took some medicine. Rebecca, I hear people say, I eat medicine, or I ate medicine.
Yeah, I hear that a lot here in Taiwan.
Uh-huh.
I hear people saying, you need to eat your medicine. Go to the doctor, and the doctor will give you some medicine. Make sure you eat your medicine three times a day.
Because in Chinese, it's 吃药.
吃药.
Yeah, that's okay. eating medicine, right?
Okay.
So that's why people say, I ate medicine. But actually, friends, that's the wrong way to talk about consuming medicine. We use the word take, okay? I need to take some medicine because I feel sick.
That's right. Well, continuing with our lesson, we learned that Vicky did take some medicine, and Cindy responds, wait a minute, Vicky, you're still coughing and sneezing, aren't you? And Vicky says, yes, but I'm not going to allow that to keep me from doing my job.
Okay, so she still feels it's really important to show up to work because she has a lot to get done. Cindy says, but you could still spread germs, and I, for one, really don't want to get sick. Well, speaking of germs, I believe Steve and Ken have something to say about this in the Info Cloud. Mm-hmm.
You know, we all have fears, and we might think about them from time to time.
However, some people are intensely afraid of something so much that it interferes with their lives. Such kind of fear can be called a phobia.
That's right. Phobia and fear vary in degree. Phobia is an abnormal or irrational fear. A person may have a fear about flying. And if that fear gets blown out of proportion, then the person has a phobia about flying.
Now, there are hundreds of phobias, and some are more frequently heard than others, such as acrophobia, the fear of heights, and claustrophobia, the fear of confined spaces.
Right. People who suffer from claustrophobia get really nervous when they are inside a small room, an elevator, or even a small car. They get so nervous that they may start to panic.
Okay, from the word phobia, we get the suffix phobe, which refers to a person who fears or doesn't like a certain thing. For example, someone who becomes obsessed with germs and dirt is often called a germaphobe. Germaphobes feel compelled to wash their hands repeatedly or have a desire to keep their home exceptionally clean.
Mm-hmm. The opposite of the suffix phobe is the suffix phile, which means a person who likes or enjoys a certain thing. A bibliophile, for example, is someone who loves to read. The root biblio comes from Greek, meaning books.
Fear 是恐惧害怕，但 phobia 是恐惧症，那是一种 intense fear， 很强烈的害怕。Phobia 有上百种，心理学家会针对不同的 phobia 做研究。比较常见的有 acrophobia 惧高症，还有 claustrophobia 幽闭恐惧症，也就是对狭小的空间的恐惧。患有 claustrophobia 的人大概都不太敢搭电梯。Phobia 指恐惧。Phobe 放在一个字的字尾，是指患有某种恐惧症的人，像 germaphobe 就是对 germs 细菌特别恐惧的人，或是有洁癖的人。Phobe 的相反是 phile， 那这个字尾呢表示爱好某样东西的人。Bibliophile 就是爱书人或是喜欢阅读的人。这就是今天的 Info Cloud， 我们下次云端见。
Thank you so much, guys. Well, friends, should Vicky stay home? Or is it okay to come to work when you're sick?
I guess you're going to have to find out tomorrow. So we'll see you next time right here on
Studio Classroom.